Blog Talk Radio.
Recognize our lives matter. Really, we just
the ladder in over our heads. 400 years since our worst fears, ancestors sold out by their peers. Brought over here back then, shackled like some type of steer. Labeled slave, that's when the family structure disappeared. For us, every day out of a grave is a good day. For us, life expectancy and years, we living day by day. That's why I celebrate every day like the Last Supper. Break bread and commune with my people, knowing the enemies among us. We in the last days, can't hide the truth behind a mask. A blinker out, you get pulled over, this could be your last. Knee off our neck, you took knee off our neck. We all was God's people, last time that I checked. You don't consider us equal, your job is serve and protect the innocent from evil. Get your knee off our neck, get your knee off our neck, get your knee off our neck. We all was God's people, last time that I checked. You don't consider us equal, your job is serve and protect the innocent from evil. Get your knee off our neck. I can't breathe from under your knee, all we want is peace. But remember what happened last time we turned the other cheek. Martin Luther King was gunned down in these streets, but y'all respected the Panthers for carrying heat. I can't teach my people not to protect themselves. If police part of the problem, where do we go to for help? Even by yourself, never think you can't make a difference. But there's power in numbers with solidarity and conviction. Out here getting it by any means necessary. We in the trenches with loyalties hidden buried. Some just out here for attention, but what happens when there's no cameras? And they get the lynching, for black reality ain't so glamorous. It gets scandalous behind the scenes in dark alleys, marching a million deep trying to shine a light with these rallies and with both that tally. Hopefully enough to make a difference. Y'all lucky we in it for equality, not revenge. Need more black business. Get your knee off our neck, get your knee off our neck. We always got people, last time that I checked. You don't consider us equal, your job is serve and protect the innocent from evil. Get your knee off our neck, get your knee off our neck, get your knee off our neck. We always got people, last time that I checked. You don't consider us equal, your job is serve and protect the innocent from evil. Get your knee off our neck.
Good afternoon, Miss Parker.
Good morning, Miss Parker.
Hello, Miss Parker. I'm your new neighbor. I'm Cheek Blanco, butter peeking with the flavor. I've been watching you, working on your garden. She said, I beg your pardon. Oh, my bad, I'm also into gardening. Medicinal, I'm not a stalker or nothing. I'm just being neighborly, hoping to grow with you something. I love black roses, we could burn them in my garden. Sip a little Moscato or something real foreign. So she agreed, now we in my backyard chilling. Big choking and sipping, a little barbecue grilling. Great conversation, I really gotta step it up, cause everybody in the hood really wanna hit it up. She said she dated a pastor, and he was a bastard, and he almost put her ex-husband up in the casket. Don't you worry, Miss Parker, you won't have a problem with me. I just wanna get to know you, so you can keep me busy.
Sitting on the porch, sipping on a nice bottle of wine. Like she's so fine.
Hi, Miss Parker. Hi, Miss Parker.
How are you doing? You moved in and got everybody drooling, but damn, I knocked the dust off that pussy. Come sit on my porch with wine and some bomb weed. When I first saw her, it stopped me in my tracks. I'm finna get at her, just like Bernie Mac. Do you have a cup of sugar I can borrow? I'll be back with a bottle of sangria tomorrow. I've been seeing you watering your lawn, and you know what you're doing with them Daisy Dukes on. You're the kind of woman that would turn a saint into a sinner, a loser into a winner, so swing by for dinner. Miss Parker, I wanna get to know you a little better, because you're looking mighty fine in this Cali weather. We gotta link up and get together, that's a must. I always see you seeing me while I'm just
sitting on the porch, sipping on a nice bottle of wine. Be like she's so fine.
Hi, Miss Parker. Hello,
It's funny how it works, but with this rapping comes perks. I'm not talking about my homies, but damn, the truth hurts. People see her every day, drinking wine by the tree, waving at Miss Parker, but she waving at me. I took her out on the town, but little do they know, I didn't spend a dime, she was spending all her dough. Then she bust out a visa, got a room at the Vista. She said she was hungry, all I paid for was a pizza. I broke her out, made a shout, she said let's have some wine. The last thing I remember, it was checkout time. We bounced unannounced, trying to stay under the radar. Can hang with 20 dudes, that shit be looking like a gay bar. I stay discreet, no business in the street. Without a bad bitch, I be feeling incomplete. That's weak being weak. I got chicks from way back. In the course of a day, ain't no telling who I weigh back.
Sitting on the porch, sipping all night bottle of wine. They like she's so fine.
Hi, Miss Parker. Hi, Miss Parker. Hi, Miss Parker.
Hello, Miss Parker.
Sitting on the porch, sipping on a nice bottle of wine. They like she's so fine.
Hi, Miss Parker. Hi, Miss Parker. Hi, Miss Parker.
Hello, Miss Parker.
Love me. ride with the guy. Every time when I see you, your body still shine. Staying on your grind, so you work real late. Working 9 to 5, tipping food on your plate. Independent, I love the way that you go out and you gon' get your own. I love the way that you be vibing when you hear my song. We go different directions, I love your style and affection. I know it's really probably hard to forget me. Now I'm making this music, this ain't the old me. Remember back we was chilling, it was like 03. Summer days I was thinking of a dozen ways to make your body my baby, listen to my brother sing. Sit and think about it, I see you something special. You know that nigga lying, really don't let him break you down. See you fall when I come around. You know it's crazy when you let your girl hit the ground. Yeah, you can't trust another hoe. Know it's crazy but you're always telling me you let him go. Please dry your eyes, baby girl, don't cry. Notice everything gon' be alright. By God, I got this from here. You done played the role hard. You been loyal from the beginning, he played you from the start. It hurts you really bad, all the shit you been through. So it's really time to tell him the truth. Yeah.
have my number. Can I hit me with the number? Boy, bye. I think I'm a have. You can't handle all this.
Watching her walking over where I stand and I'm hot. She said, what was he? I heard you the man on the block. Dropped it low and started winding like the hands on the clock. Hey, shit was going down right in front of me now.
Oh,
my mama, I couldn't even believe how. Bitch, it was just something you had to see. When you closed her and she looked over her shoulder with a sweet smile. Get it, girl. You the bestest. Beads of sweat dripping down her neck where her breast is. Back against the wall, eyes locking in a desk. No cuff, but my attention was arrested. MSA.
Getting a
Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know.
Fatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spatitup has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and master. Video production. Website. Graphic design. EPK. Artist development. DJ. And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. Truth, where? Yeah.
It's a brand new song by Trillia Monroe called Watch Me Work featuring Stacey G. Playing all over the world right now. Las Vegas, Florida, Connecticut, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and more.
Step in and stay tight. Juicy as a piece and addictive as a bass pipe. Getting money in the late night. Making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my eyes on the pace.
Trillia Monroe. TRULIAMONROE. Streaming right now on all platforms. She's working.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Hey, yo, True West Radio, you know what it is. It's your man, DJ Hairball. And we are in this thing on this Tuesday night. Tonight's special guest is none other than the one and only not. Let me get this right, because I got to say a name. We got Buddha Ali, the Senator of the River Soldier. And our guest, Naima Ice Dad, is in the building. What's good, man?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Welcome to the truth. If you don't mind, we're gonna let you just let the people know a little bit about you. Let's see if we can get it crunk up in here.
Okay.
While I check these technical difficulties.
Right. It sound like it's screaming in my ear.
Yeah, man.
I got a chicken hawk in the line.
Huh?
We'll be a chicken hawk in the line.
Oh.
I don't know, man. I was just guessing. I don't know either. How you doing, Miss Ice Dog?
I'm good. Full over here. Just finished eating some all-you-can-eat crawfish, so I'm full.
Your body is on them crawfish.
Right before you.
But I know they hate when they season come in.
That's what you do before you get right before you get a great performance, a great interview, in crawfish.
Not for no performance. If I was to have a performance right now, I wouldn't even make it. I'd be late. I wouldn't be able to move on the stage. I'm full. All you can eat. Oh yeah.
Okay.
So give us a little bit of your background. How long have you been in the world of music? What makes you want to be an artist?
How long I've been an artist?
Yeah.
It's been probably since about 2011. 2011, somewhere up in there when I first got started.
So how would you say you gravitated from when you began to now?
Well, when I first started, of course, you know, I was doing hardcore rap. Now I'm in a Southern soul, so I guess I done grew up.
Okay. Right, and in a lovely way, must I say.
You're right.
You know.
Thank you.
So who are some of the people that influenced you throughout your career?
I know people ask me that all the time, and I really don't know who to say because I really influence myself. I don't know. I can't say anyone just literally influenced me. I mean, I can say
now,
who
did
I
you
listen
like?
To. I like R&B, really. I'm an R&B girl. I like to listen to my throwback R&B. So when I'm riding and listening to music, it's going to be that R&B, like R. Kelly, Keith Sweat type stuff. Even though I rap, I don't listen to rap. So.
There's a lot. That says a lot. She don't listen to rap. Y'all hear her? She likes to slow jam.
Yeah, I hear. So. All them old love dove jams. I'm listening.
You're right. So, you know how it go.
Yeah.
Now,
but
through
so
your
transition. Huh? So, you spit some of them gangster rhymes, huh?
Back in the days. But now, I'm got the grown folks music now, so. Change up a
you
little
got
bit.
That ice doll music, huh?
Yeah.
That music that metal melt. That diamond music. Cut with them four C's.
I can't.
Clear cut, carrot, and color.
Okay.
That money music.
Now I know that's right.
Go ahead.
Let me ask PJ, let me forget what I was mentioning at the time. I do it all the time. Now, do you play any instruments?
I do not.
You do not?
No, I do not.
You and people the same, you know, they usually can play or something.
I know, but I've never got into none of that. Like, I never did band. What? I was always the girly girl, so I wasn't into all that.
Man, I don't know, Miss Ice Doll. I see you on this Facebook video. You was over there shaking it on that pole. I was like, damn, can I get
I was in dance.
I know what I'm saying. It was something there.
But that's not an instrument.
Hey, that's a talent, though. That's an entertaining talent.
Yeah, Right.
I seen on Cardi.
So
say that again?
Did you work with any other artists on this album that you have?
Yeah, I work with a lot of artists on here. I've got Roy Anthony. There's Marcellus the Singer. You know, I did a song with Level not too long ago, so that song will be out pretty soon. There's Miss Hollywood. I got a song I'm working on. There's Leah Simone. So there's a lot of artists that I'm working with right now. Cupid, me and Cupid about to do a song together. So I'm gonna have some Gita Jones. He's another one that'll be on a song. So I'm working on a lot of music with other artists.
Okay, so she has been basically fit in to the Southern Soul, so y'all know what it is from now. We goes up. We got to ask one of Trulia in the building, Trulia Monroe, along with Ice Doll, Confederate Real Soldier, and Buddha Ali here on Zone 24. And I mean, True Wills Radio. I'm talking about Zone 24. I'm just going to do his drop for him. I don't know that when you say Buddha, you got to say the zone. But definitely. Where would you like to see yourself as an artist in the next 5 to 10 years?
I definitely would want to be one of the top female artists, especially in the Southern Soul, and being, of course, the first female to bring hip-hop to the Southern Soul. So I'm definitely in the next 5 years hoping to, you know, broaden my fans and, you know, do it big for us women.
So when you see yourself what are some of the things that you feel like that you haven't done you would love to accomplish? You know, versus things mm-hmm. you have. But you
what, I mean, for one, I guess working on with this, like this is actually going to be my first solo album. You know, I have a lot of singles out, but I haven't put an album together. So I guess, you know, I would say that making sure I'm trying to have by September have a full album. So it'll be my first official album.
Okay. I got a question. So what's another, when you put this album together, right, what's a key instrument you feel would be to your success of greatness when doing this album?
To me personally, I feel like
your recipe. You know what I'm saying?
I would just really say, you know, fire beats and, you know, fire hooks. Give them something that they, you know, want to hear, that they want to listen to.
Okay. Okay. That's the recipe from Ice Doll.
Yep.
To all the young Southern Soul or hip hop females, vocalists. Okay, okay. Tell us some of the. I noticed. It seemed like I didn't see you lately. Damn, real busy out there traveling,
yes.
Performing. What you think? How would I say? What's some of the coolest things you encountered, you know, being out there, you know?
I guess meeting some of these great artists that I've met, came across. Definitely.
Okay. So, out there, do you think you being out there, how do you feel like being a true inspiration to the youth? How are you doing your
how
thing?
Do I feel about it?
How you feel
different.
Like you're staying with it?
I think I'm doing a good job with it. You know, I have three young daughters myself, so of course everything I do, I think about the young crowd, the young girls, the young ladies that's coming up. So my influence is definitely it's team ladies. I'm team ladies all day. So I'm representing for all the ladies that, you know, that may be shy, that go out there and speak or, you know, or can't, don't have the opportunity to do it. So I'm doing it for the young lady, the old lady, everybody, just women.
Okay.
Tell us about this new single, Imagine.
Say that again?
Tell us about this new single, Imagine.
Okay, Imagination came from, I had actually got a track from Tyree Neal, and when I was listening to it, I was just riding, and I kept hearing the old school Temptations Imagination in it, and I was like, man, that sounds like the Temptation. So I just kind of brought it, you know, up to date, and me and Marcellus had been talking about doing a song together. He's a, you know, popular singer, you know. We got put our heads together, and we came up with Imagination. It's doing its thing right now. It's only been out 2 months, and we haven't even put a video out for it, but the song itself on YouTube is already at 50K views, and it's only been out a little over a month, almost 2 months. So, it's doing its thing.
Making it happen, huh?
Yep. The
okay.
Next thing is
Mr. Everywhere in the building.
Got to work on doing a video.
Our guest tonight is Miss Ice Doll.
Oh, that's what we got on the line?
Yes, Ice Doll is in the building.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I see you down there in the, doing a lot of shows down there with the Radical Circuit down there.
Yes, Radical Southern Soul. That's my era right now.
Yep.
So.
No, different. We're going to check out a couple of these jams. I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce your song to the world. Then we're going to come back with a little bit more of you. Play a couple of songs, play a couple of bills, and we'll be right back after she drops a hot hit. in your ear.
Right. So this is imagination we're doing?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay, okay. Well, y'all, this is my newest single, my new joint. It's called Imagination. I Saw featuring Marcellus the Singer. I Saw.
Marcellus. So you playing with me right now?
Boy, bye. It was just my imagination.
Texas. getting in, getting out like Bonnie and Clyde. This ain't no crime. Surrender your body to me. No need for hostages. Just get that thing and leave. Don't you move it. Opposite come to you now. How about to jack your body?
I'm gonna dance when I can. Tomorrow's not promised. me, we be more than friends. And if you love me like queen, you can be my slave. Never fake, always keep it 100. I need a real man, no stunting. Excuse me if I sound a little blunt, but I'm a lady that knows what she wants. All I really need is some quality time, cause a girl got needs and I gotta get mine. I'ma give it right back if you can handle it, baby. Have you blowing up my phone cause my look got you crazy. Meet me halfway if it sounds good to ya. Play your cards right, daddy, I'll be good for ya. Yeah, all I want is quality time. I got needs and I gotta get mine. Slowing you down. If all you want is to look, keep it real, don't be tryna run games. You want this cookie boy, tell me like a man, yeah, daddy. I can't even lie, I want you, but I'm kinda shy. Always keep it classy, but I'm feeling like a savage. If you want it for tonight, then we can get a little nasty.
But if we hook up tonight, about a morning, time I get a look in my eyes. I'd rather take my time with you, baby. I wanna get to know you, lady. Yes, you and you're my baby. Gotta make you more than halfway, girl.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can
bat it up. Yeah, yeah. 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. Truth, where? Yeah.
It's a brand new song by Trillia Monroe called Watch Me Work featuring Stacey G. Playing all over the world right now. Las Vegas, Florida, Connecticut, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and more.
Step in the safe pipe. Pussy as a piece and addictive as a bass pipe. Getting money in the late night. Making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my eyes on the pace.
Trillia Monroe. Trillia Monroe. Streaming right now on all platforms. Working. What's up, y'all? It's me, DJ Corrupt. Yeah. And I want to let y'all know about my guy, Confetti the Realest Soldier's latest music release, titled Gangsta's Magnet. Available on all streaming platforms. Gangsta's Magnet.
Need in my life, war in my life. See the fire, balance in my life.
You can also purchase this new song online at ConfettiTheRealestSoldier.biz. Find all of the social media handles on the website, ConfettiTheRealestSoldier.biz. He's a king at what he does. King of Dallas Underground Music.
For hip hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Popping popcorn. Not the only one here?
No, I'm here. No. Never.
What's up, Mr. Everywhere?
Anybody else online?
Wife, darling.
I'm on here.
Yeah, I guess we the only one.
I'm on
okay.
Here.
Yeah, yeah. What's okay. Happening, family? Can y'all hear me?
What's up, Buddha?
Jaden, I don't
what's
know.
What's happening?
Got
already.
Baby mama, somebody done killed her going the wrong way on the interstate.
Say that again?
Jalen.
Who Jalen?
Jeanette Jalen.
Killed the girl?
Yeah, going the wrong way on the interstate just now.
Shit.
Yeah. I was asking Jay where the kids were at. I'm sorry.
Okay, say that again, Missy.
My cousin's wife, somebody going the wrong way on the interstate. And just killed her. Hit her head
oh,
on.
Wow. Like condolences,
man. I'm trying to find out where the kids were at. Because she normally got the
wow.
Kids with her.
Hey.
Bad news, boy. I was trying to call everybody. Only got one cousin on the line.
We got an article on the line, huh? Confetti, you done with your interview?
Nah, we not done. We sitting there with live with Ice Dog, and Boot Ali was timing in, about to ask a few questions.
Oh,
go ahead, Buddha.
Hold on a second, man. I'm just now getting out of work, man. I was listening to the show, man. Y'all probably heard me unloading the truck, man. Once again, it's your brother Boot Ali, Zone 24 TV, Hustles Never Sleep, Buddha Hype Promotions. Representing Oklahoma, Texas. If you don't know what that is, that's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma, man, right here in the Middle Passage, right here in the Chilling Circuit, right before you get to the Mason-Dixon line, man. And we're right here on the most dangerous radio station on Blog Talk, True West Radio. Shouts out to Hype International, Docs Entertainment, Gold Mining Records, United Hoods of America, you know what I'm saying? True West Radio, I'm in the building with y'all, man. Ice Dog, I heard you jamming. Shouts out to Truly, I heard y'all jamming. Confetti, I heard y'all. All y'all Louisiana folk, let me tell you what happened. All y'all Louisiana folk on the line. Now at the Dollar Tree, we got the Boosie. Rap snacks at the Dollar Tree. Just come off the truck and I got me some. And I'm in there with y'all like Boudin and Crackers. What a goddamn hot ass bill.
No, you didn't come out there with the boot in. I ain't talking about to put on.
Y'all
are
crazy. Did you say
boudin? Yeah, I ain't talking about to get us some boudin. That's what's next, huh, Ice Dog?
Yep.
She said she ate that shrimp going. She said she ate that shrimp and thing, man. Ice Dog, I like your music. I like what you're doing. I checked out the song you got with Cupid. And you in the Zydeco world and the Southern Soul. You doing your thing. Everything I heard is pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Nice and running. The Marcellus dude, I just heard that for the first time. But I heard a song with you and Cupid. I heard your name mentioned a lot down here in the South last couple of years, but it's an honor and pleasure to actually be on the line with you here at True West Radio. I'm glad Heavy Love and Confetti warmed you in and everything. It's a much fat hand salute to you, Goddess. I like what you're doing. Keep up the good work. Don't stop. I got to ask you this question here. I think Southern Soul is going to be one of the genres in the Music Award Academy, Music Award next year. I think they're going to be real heavy on that. You might have a chance running up the way y'all sounding there. Like you say, you're bringing the hip-hop to the Zydeco and to the Southern Soul. And I like your flavor. I think you're doing real good. It's good to see y'all women represent. I support all my goddesses and what they do, because without the woman, the man will be nothing. Y'all are the builders of man. Y'all.
Say that again.
And I salute y'all.
What happened to the rib, though, man? What happened to the rib, man?
We
got to keep the man camaraderie going, man.
We ate the rib.
Hey, you know what the problem is? Yeah. I'm going to tell you what the problem with Abu Ali. And I've been around this brother for a minute, right? Dealing with the zone and everything. Every time this brother get around some beautiful women, he just switch on us like a light switch. Turn off on us.
Hold on, cuz. You can box that shit up. You can box that shit up, put that shit behind your feet. And what you talking about ain't even real. You know, I keep it 1,000,000 every time. But if you know, when the women come around, I got the throw the flower. When the women come, I got the throw flower. I got to roll out the carpet.
Hey. He turned the G-code off like a light switch. You just flop.
Say what now?
But don't do that. But don't do that in front of the women, bro. Just wait till after they get off the show, man. That's all I'm saying.
What am I doing? I ain't no cake maker like you.
On the radio, bro. I'm just saying.
If you got anything on Facebook, just send it to me and Confetti's page. Zone 24 TV on blast. And then you can look for me, Philip Shaw 1L. Zone 24 TV, that's my personal page. That's where I do a lot of my low, my own self blast where everybody can promote a lot of stuff. But Zone 24 TV is a promotion machine right here in Oklahoma, Texas. Been used to be on Ion TV Network for like 8 years here in the state of Arkansas. But we cover the whole four states area because where we at, all the states combined, we got that satellite to do the shine. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm going to let somebody else talk. It's on their pleasure. Shout out to King Scratch, CEO of True West Radio, the icon, NWA's finest. You know what I'm saying? Look out, West Coast. We're throwing up the W, yay, yay, in the South. And I'm out. I'm right here on the line, though. I'm going to put it back on mute. I'm going to start driving.
We're going to see Trudy Morell.
Nice talking with you,
Ice Dog.
Same, thank you. Huh? This not Trudy Day. This Ice Day.
But I'm saying, we're talking about you asking her any questions. Do you have any questions, you know?
Oh, yeah. What part of Louisiana are you from?
I'm in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yep, yep.
Lafayette.
We call it like you say.
That's
huh? So you, how long you been doing music?
I've been doing it since around 2010, 2011 when I first got into the music.
Okay.
So, you know, I've been doing it. Came a long way since then.
You already got your social media handles and stuff?
No, I haven't. But since you said that, we can go ahead and do it now. I do have Instagram, Ice Doll. Facebook is Naima Ice Doll. YouTube is Ice Doll Music. So pretty much if they type in Ice Doll anywhere, it's gonna pop up. So they can follow me on any of that, TikTok, anything, any social media platform or any music platform, put in Ice Doll, I'll come up. But that's Ice Doll, one word, not two.
So,
right on. Do you have any tour dates coming up?
Oh, yeah. I got a little bit of tour dates coming up.
Okay.
On the 7th, I'm actually out here in St. Martinsville area. I'll be here on the April 7th, then April 9th, I'm in Lafayette. April 14th, Opelousas. April 15th, I'll be in Eufaula, Alabama. Then April 21st, Mississippi. And then April 23rd, we got Arcadia, Louisiana. That's kind of close to y'all way, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And then April 29th is ATL, so that's my April. So I got a good bit of stuff coming up.
Hey,
you got some tickets coming up, you say?
Huh?
You say you got some tickets coming up.
No, I was saying I got some dates coming up, and then I was saying Arcadia. Ain't that close to y'all?
Come on, Monroe? You talking about Trulia?
Yeah.
That's close to Monroe.
Oh, I don't know
how close
Lafayette
is. It's like an hour or so, I believe. It's not that far, though.
Okay.
My bad, y'all. I'm driving. I'm sorry.
Well, we're going to have to see if we can get you out here across the state line over here in Texas. Because we love you
out
here, too.
Yeah,
you know,
so
we're going to definitely work on getting you up this way.
Definitely.
As a female artist, and you know, what can you say was your transition from? How would you describe your transition from when you was doing shows to the point when you start speeding up, start staying more busy? What changed that transition? Was it the promoter you were dealing with, the DJs, or what do you think changed your, you know?
I would really just say it was me out here grinding, getting out here, getting to know the people, getting to know the DJs, getting to know the promoters, and just putting yourself out there and giving them something that they want to hear. So,
and that took your transition.
Okay. Go ahead, what you're saying?
No, I was just saying that your transition, you know, the change, you started excelling, staying more busy, you know, being in, I know you also, as a lady, you were saying that you have some daughters and some, you know, young ladies.
Yeah.
So, I was looking at that age for, you know, you being out there staying busy. How does that work out for you? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, my children, my youngest is 19.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't have no issue with my girls.
Yeah, no family balance. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right. So
I have to fight that balance.
I have to up and move whenever I want. Now, you know, a few years ago, of course, it was a little bit different, but I've always been able to move around at any point that I needed to. I've never had no problem really with, you know, having to move around when never leaving.
So you can say you had great family support that gave that family balance where it was a conflict of interest?
Right. Yeah, I always had to thank God, but I always have had, you know, family that was there, so...
Right. You see a lot of women to get, you know, I noticed me being up Dallas and promoting and dealing with when you deal with a lot of female artists, and a lot of times it's hard because they're a significant other or it's a conflict of interest to them, and it really becomes a problem. They end up getting pushed out the game and have to make a decision. Have you ever had that challenge before in your life?
I have, definitely, right before I got into Southern Soul, when I was doing the rap, I got in a relationship at the time, and it was that pick or choose, and I picked the relationship, chose the relationship, and after the relationship was over, I said I would never do that again. So, got back into the music, and so, since I've been in the music just a rip, I ain't really just been looking for no man, so... I ain't looking for none that's going to tell me what to do or, you know, have anything I have to worry about when I'm out, if I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings. So, you know how that go.
Oh, okay. So, you conquered that hill. You know, me being an artist, I've been in a relationship, and, like, it was terrible. You know what I'm saying? It made me feel like I was the worst thing in the world.
Right.
Being an artist, you know what I'm saying? And I told myself at a certain age that, you know what, I'm never picking nobody up again. If I think you had any inkling doubt or got a problem with me doing music, nah, not going to happen.
Right. And that's one of the things, anybody that if I date them or we try to get to know each other, that's one thing I let them know. If you got a problem, you might as well not even get to know me because I ain't doing it again. I did it before. And once you do that and you're still not in that relationship, I mean, it just really takes time. So we're not getting younger. We're getting older. So I'm 41. I ain't got time for nobody to come to and tell me to stop my music at 41. At this point, I'm do me. So.
Right. I feel you. Because I was at 40. I ain't going to lie. It was at the age of 40 when I said, you know what? I pay my own bills. I don't need that. I'm grown.
Well,
no, I'm done. Yeah, if you don't like it, cool. You know what I'm saying? I will not be in bed at night playing footsie every night. If I got to go get this money, I'm gone.
Right.
Okay. I guess, you know, hey, that's inspiration to the women out there that learn that they're going to have to be strong and go through challenges. If they're a mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be
Well, I mean, if it's kids, you know, sometimes it, you know, kids can, you know, maybe everybody don't have the help and support that I had, but I mean, if there's something that they really want to do, then, you know, they need to look more into it and try to, you know, get familiar with somebody that can watch the kids or try to get gigs to where you can find somebody that come on the road with you and watch the kids while you, you know, at the room or something. But I mean, if that's a issue, I mean, they just gotta wait their turn. Maybe it's not meant for them. If they don't have the right system in place, it may not be their time. But I mean, it for each his own. My time just so happened that I got into the grown folks music, and you know, my age, really, I'm really the youngest one in the Southern Soul, almost. Like, I'm one of the youngest ones. I'm gonna say that we have a lot of younger people getting into it now, but so I just got lucky that even though at 41, I'm still able to go ahead and do it, and my, you know, my children are of age now. But as far as a man, if you really want to go ahead and go through with your music, and if you got that man in the way and he ain't supporting you, leave him. Find you a new one.
I tell
real talk.
I tell you, can't do that.
That's gospel.
Tell him to leave a man.
I done been there. I've done it. I'm telling you, if that is something that, and this is only if it's something that they're serious
come on,
about.
Come on, gangster.
I'm telling you, if you're serious about your craft, you can't, and that man ain't supporting you, then that's a lot to take out right there. If you ain't
man,
got a
he
man
a bad influence on Trulia Monroe. If she ever
no
have issues like that.
I already do what I want to do.
Hey, I thought you were a bad influence.
Carly, let me ask you a question before y'all get in there. Let me ask y'all this, though. Let me ask Ice Dog this. Hold on, C-No. Now, Ice Dog, now, what would it take for, people do, like, man, hold on, let me turn this corner. Okay, now I'm smooth. I'm going 2 miles now. Okay, now, what will it take for people to get on some of them show days that you got going? Are y'all looking like for opening acts and stuff like that right now? Is this already solid what y'all got going?
I mean, most of the shows I'm on, it's already multiple people on the show, so probably not. But I mean, now, back in the day, Southern Soul, you might catch one or two artists. Now, almost every show you come across, you're going to have at least three artists on it, so... And then, I mean, it really depends on budget. You know, it depends on their budget. Like, that show I have in Eufaula, Alabama, it's 8 females on that one show.
Wow. Yeah, that's a female show. Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you still do you perform any of your hip-hop music still? Are you rap music?
I do the Bad Bitch. I do that one still. So, you know, that's more on the hip-hop more than the Southern Soul. But you know what? They like that. I always do it last. And I pick my crowd. Like, if I peep the vibe, and if I feel it's one of them vibes where I could get up there and do that song and talk my crap, then that's what I do. If I feel like it's one of them and I see the crowd is more on that grown folk stuff, and I'll leave it out. So.
Okay. How long is your set normally like? Yeah,
normally about 20 to 25 minutes at this moment.
Okay, you hold it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Miss Ice.
Boy, you can't tell.
Oh, well, one thing about it. I know she deal with a lot of them ladies down there, and she's surrounded by some great artists out there in the Lafayette area. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She ain't dealing with this anybody. She dealing with a lot of them.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I didn't have my days with anybody. Now they gotta have more than me for me to want to work with them, or have the potential to be, you know, more for me to work with them. Because I mean, at some point you can't be on everybody's stuff. So at this point, I'm really wanted. It have like one or two other female rap artists coming up under me. But for the most part, I'm really the only one that's really making noise. So everybody want Ice Dog to be a feature. So I have to pick and choose at this point where I'm not on everybody and anything. So it definitely got to be a big hitter for me to get on it.
Okay, so you saying basically this is what you got to do to keep your value up, right?
Right. Right.
In the vault.
Well, that's good. That's good medicine too. But like, you've been in the game. Not. I mean, you damn near a vet because you come up in the rap and the Southern Soul. You're marinated, and you got everybody eyes bucked and they tongue out. So, you know. But for like upcoming artists, don't you think they still need to try to venture out and check in and get their name in their. Their native tongue out there to the earlobe.
Right. So that's why I go to say I would, it would have to be something I would have to listen to. That's why I say if I see it's something that's going to make sense, then I would get on it. But everybody's stuff don't sound good. Just because you go to a studio and record doesn't mean and you made a song that it's going to be a hot song. Because for me, as that's just like Megan Thee Stallion. She's not going to come up here and get on your, you could pay her however much you want to pay her, but if she hear a song and it's really not for her, then she's not going to get on it. So it really, I pick and choose at this point. Like, one guy, he had a song, Let That Loose. Okay? So you can imagine that word that I picked. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to get on no song like that. So it just really depends with the upcoming artist, what kind of music you're trying to do and how it sounds, where you're recording at. Everything like that matters for me and my brand. So,
okay, I got a question for you. You said one key word. You said make sense. So when you say make sense, you say make sense in talent or make sense in business?
Both. Both. Because let me tell you something. If somebody make a trash song, they ain't going to say that was such and such song. They're going to say, man, you heard Ice Dawg on that song. That song was trash. So I have to keep my image up, and that's just anybody. I mean, why would I get on something, you know, that it sounds like trash? You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Hey, man, say it for the people in the back. Preach. I tell artists that all the time. I tell artists that all the time. Don't jump on stuff just to jump on stuff to say you jumped on something, because
put it in the vault.
That's your image. You got to
put it in the vault.
That's your image that you got to protect. I'm glad you said that. I can stress it a million times, and artists that do feature with features, I say don't do feature with nobody who ain't going to promote that record.
Yeah.
And don't do feature with nobody who wants to go out there and get show money with you for that record. Or you wasting your time, energy, and effort.
What about how $20 to get a record, Mr. Ed? We ain't got $20 to get a beat.
Yeah, ain't right.
Right.
I'm glad she spoke that. I preach that every day.
Mr. Edward just had an incident where a guy, what he wanted to do, Mr. Edward, about $20, he said, about getting a beat.
And I mean, if your $20 budget is getting you some professional and a professional sound, then hey.
I don't know nobody going to cut their electricity on. There ain't not even a porch light on for $20.
You're right, but I mean, some people may have
to connect. They can't even buy a vault for that.
Right. But I know anything I put out, it got to have a good quality and a good sound.
That's the only way you need to put it out. They say that if
you know, I'm glad you said that because that is a following question that I have. And I was just listening to you a while ago, you know, about the mannerism and stuff. And now I'm a bit confused, you know. So I want to take this time to play this song. Maybe you can tell me more about it. Watch this. Y'all don't know what she said about the men. Y'all calm down. Don't nobody hold me to nothing. I'm just trying to find some air. Like Andy Griffin say.
Make me love him. Make me love. Make me love him. I want to make love. Chick Louisiana bred, false chick in the classy way, a stallion boy, ace of spades, a Louis chick with expensive taste, all up in my brain, my heart's turning the head, lurking on my gram cause your man on my page, yeah, I see him, he going ham in my DM, yeah, you ballers really want this, ice baby, top shotter, ain't no side chick, I ain't your average one, queen in my own lane, sexier than a mother, beautiful with brains, big thighs, real. No fake shit, white tee tight, boy, can you handle it? If you want it, then there's rules to obey. You must do what I say. He say he wanna.
feeling for it, he wanna. Oh yeah. He say he wanna. Yeah, I got him saying. Get up on it, can you handle it like a man? Touch me here, touch me there. Kiss me here. If you really got an accent, you ain't ready. If you really want this nookie, you gotta eat this cherry. You gotta freak it before you beat it. You're stroking till you please it. I'm a zombie's boy. Take it for a wine and zombie boy. Strawberry soaking my wet. Feed me, baby, make me get soaking wet. Foreplay makes a woman weak. Talk dirty to me while you caress my feet. If you want it, then it's rules to obey. You must do what I say. He said he wanna. Ooh. Yeah, he's feeling for it. He wanna. Oh yeah. He said he wanna. Yeah, I got him saying.
That's my jam right there. I could suspect to that one.
Yeah, that's one of a lot of people's favorite. That one and Imagination is the ones they really like. That Halfway too, though. They like that Halfway too. So.
Yeah, man. Ooh wee.
You know,
that is a jam.
I just want to
thank Ice Dog for being in the house with us tonight,
okay.
Holding it down. It's been real. We want to get you to give you contact information. And is anybody, hold up, I'll check. We have a caller on the line from the 936. Forgive me for not paying attention to the board. Caller from the 936, you're live on TrueWest Radio. If you have a question for Ms. Ice Dog or anyone from the panel, we have Buddha Ali, we have Mr. Everywhere, and Confederate Little Soldier, along with Trudy and Monroe. If not, just state your name and the city you're from. Let us know where you're listening from, baby.
You got another caller on the line?
Well, that's just one caller. That's a caller that doesn't want to say nothing, so. They ain't got their microphone, man. They ain't got bad, man. They want to talk. They want to say something.
But
okay, we'll go here and proceed with show. Anyone got any more questions for Ms. Ice Dog? I know she got things to do other than be up here with us, the toilet people, all night.
I got a question.
Because they don't tell me where this show going to go.
I got a question. You mentioned
okay.
that you was it that it was coming soon or in the present? You've been on the stage with about 8 different females?
Yes, it's coming up.
Okay. I got a question. Me getting ready to go perform or dealing with that, you ever had any, like, tension, jealousy? You ever felt, like, jealous tension just because Ice Dog walked in the building? Or you felt, how do you deal with that if you ever felt that?
Yes, I mean, definitely. I mean, a lot of times some people don't even know I'm an artist and I walk in the building just because of my style. They automatically looking down and looking like, who is that or whatever. But I'm a people person, so at the end of the day, that stuff don't bother me. I'm going to walk in and I'm going to be me and I'm going to do me regardless. I'm going to get on that stage and I'm going to tear it up and do what I got to do. And at the end of the day, you're going to know who I am. So it is what it is.
So that's what it's about, right? It's not even about the jealousy or the envy or the...
Yeah,
you just go out there and let the world know that I'm a great entertainer.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that don't bother me. I don't feed into that. It is what it is. Unless they directly come to me with it, women gonna be women. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I can't help what issues you have within yourself. So.
But do you have a problem with men chasing you in the club? I know you do. I mean, that's a nervous question.
That's a good one.
They shoot they shot. You know what I'm saying? And. You know, half the time I might tell them I'm
in a relationship or something. I guess what I'm saying is it more so now that you're an artist than like when you're your regular self?
It's the same. It's the same.
So any okay. drastic situations with stalking? You ever had or you ever felt like you have to deal with that?
Social media is where it's the worst at, because, I mean, most of the time when you go in these cities, it ain't too often that you're going, you know, to these cities enough for them to really bother you. But, I mean, I got people on social media that are inbox me every single day just saying, hey, what's up? And I don't even respond, sending emojis, like, every single day. So I don't pay no mind, though.
Just part of this, just come with the... territory being an artist.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I tell artists all the time, if they didn't, the deal about an artist, you got to realize your fans make you. You don't make fans.
Exactly.
That's why I tell a lot of artists be humble, because Marvin Seats, rest in peace. I bought $27 worth of snacks after they did a show in Arkansas. For him and his entourage, his band, you know, I work in the convenience store, so I paid for that my own pocket. I asked for an autograph. He said, I don't do that. I told his son, get your stuff and let's go.
What?
So I said, okay, I never play his record again. So me DJing, I never spun his record. They play Candy Liquor. I said, nope. Play Mark.
Yeah,
nope.
I've had to tell some other artists they need to be a little more humble, because, I mean, that's the truth. That's why I don't be rude. I don't be mean. That's why no answer or no response is better than being rude. So.
All right.
What is something unforeseen that you can tell us that, because maybe we've never been in a situation you've been in, or maybe it's a lady situation. What's something unforeseen you say you done with that, you know, lady artists need to be know about, or just being an artist?
I mean, you know, as far as being an artist, I just really say you just gotta be you, do you, and if don't do something you wouldn't do just to make it. That's what I'm gonna say. Because a lot of these men, you know, y'all know how it go. They try to holler at you, and if you don't holler at them, then they don't want to work with you. They don't want to book you. Then guess what? That show ain't meant for you. That ain't meant for you to work for that person. So it is what it is.
That's right. Say it again. Say it again.
Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah, and that's for
the ones in the back
that's on here listening. I'm telling you, if you have to do something extra for it, it ain't meant for you. Keep going, because somebody will. It got plenty of producers, plenty of promoters that will work with you for nothing. So that's definitely one thing they have to watch out for and look at. If they really going after you for your talent, they're not going to be trying to holler at you and doing all the extra. They're going to really do it because it's your talent. And it may take you a little longer, but hey.
But you're built up, though. Can you say that for the same for you know, versus you being seasoned now versus when you first started? Because I'm not saying that it don't hold true. I'm saying that it's more because you're who you are now have become that's more available versus when you first started.
No, because let me tell you something. Ain't that much hunger in the world. I mean, I've never. I mean, of course, it had people that shot their stick. You know, you may flirt or here or there, but if I have to go do something that I really don't want to, I'm not. I mean, it don't have nothing to do with if I was seasoned, if I wasn't seasoned. If I'm not gonna do it because it's not that serious for me. So I'm gonna keep pushing until they gonna come back looking for me. Trust me.
Oh, sweet lady, I
looking for them. So.
You get you.
I mean, they got people that's going to do what they got to do, but, I mean, it's not going to get you nowhere because at the end of the day, once you do all that crazy stuff, guess what? Them people ain't going to want to see. They ain't going to want you around because guess what? It's on to the next. So guess what? I'm not going to book her because she might be jealous. So I ain't going to bring her over here because she's going to be jealous if I'm talking to another woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's really pointless to, like, nah, I'm good on it.
That's why it's good to come to True West, because it's like it's a real family this way. So it don't be none of that, you know.
Right. And
just
that's
for
what you got to do. You just got to keep pushing people with the right family. Definitely.
And we welcome you to the family, Miss Ice Doll.
Oh, thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Let you know you're welcome here anytime.
Can find you on Facebook though.
If you put Ice Doll, it's gonna have like Naima Green and Naima Ice Doll, but the only page I really use is Naima Ice Doll. So it's NYEMA Ice Doll.
Okay.
Okay, I see you. True Monroe.
Yes.
Okay. I just followed you back, ma'am.
Anybody else want to connect with the lady? I'm trying to get everybody in. We got about 12 minutes left on the show. If you listen online, like to call in, give it a call in as fast as you can. Baby, press 1 to talk. The number is 323-642-1597. Hey, it goes down on the True, baby. We got Naima Ice Doll in the building. Yay, yay. West style. Man, I enjoyed the show. I had so much fun and learned so much.
Did you play any hip-hop?
You women can be great characters and great teachers. Y'all help me out. You know, y'all help a single man out. Y'all tell him everything not to do.
What you mean?
See, y'all tell the things that y'all don't like. So he got an edge. He use all that. But he still know he ain't going to get nowhere because he know what you said. If he was listening, I would listen.
Hey, I got a question. But I don't know.
You would.
Hey, check it out. And, you know, all due respect. You know what I'm saying? All due respect. I'm just curious. Would you ever do a song with Tuck, or have y'all done music together?
Oh, my God.
I mean, think about when you got two great artists. Come on now, like, come on, heating up the circuit. You know, you got it. You don't think that's an intriguing question? Like, you're really doing your thing, and you're making a real name for yourself, and you're out there buzzing. And you know, Tucker's a great artist. I just wonder, have you ever made music together, or will y'all make great music or venture down that road ever?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess I will just have to see when to get there. I mean, we cool. We run it, you know, if we ever get to that point where we decide to do music together, you know.
Okay, that's good. No, y'all cool. Okay. Wasn't nothing, you know. if you can be like, I'll never talk to you again.
Oh no, we're gonna always remain humble and cool with one another. When we see each other, we still laugh, we still cut up, we clown. I mean, I do a lot of shows, you know, that he's on, so you know. We haven't really went there, you know what I'm saying? With personal and, you know, we just never went there to worry about it. But I mean, only time will tell.
Right, you know that's gonna be interesting in the future.
I'm sure.
That's gonna hold a lot of writers, especially if the record come out to be a big hit.
Right.
That's gonna be yes. Yes. I'm looking forward to the future.
Right. Who knows? We're gonna see. I know I'm working with trying to do something with King George.
Okay.
Yeah, me and him.
That's
going to
be fire,
you
ass.
Hey, that ain't, the King George ain't got the one with the funky 40, right?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That's U-Turn and
No, funky 40.
Can't stay too long.
FTJ.
And I know I was just having one with King George, too. No, he got Keep On Rolling. He's on P2K and him made U-Turn, and then he's got Can't Stay Too Long.
Yeah.
I want to make that funky 20.
I know that's right.
Okay, you make the twerking 20. Just tell it the twerking 20.
That's what
it is. Twerking 20. Twerking 20.
So we can get.
Tell it, keep the change.
Keep the change. And I ain't calling you no filthy animal. Just keep the change. It's everywhere over here making music. It's everywhere over here making music. DJ.
Right.
You know, promoter, you know, slash, he do websites. If you need somebody to do your website, he get it done real quick, real fast. So if you ever need somebody, they need to get your website done. He hooked you up. He did mine, and grateful, you know.
Okay,
there's somebody you were reaching out to. I don't know how your social media stuff, internet, you know. But
all right, but definitely look into that.
Yeah, and it's reasonable too. Really reasonable.
Right.
You know, he's walking around. See a brother like me that been in so long. I be fighting these websites, getting them up, going down, getting them up, going down. And I got another one up. I think that's a fight like recording a record. You know what I'm saying? So you know, technology is changing too. It makes it a lot easier. But he got me done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he worked reaching out, so I don't know, he got a lot of little plugs and networks connects that might be, you know, you got Scratch on here, and W. King Scratch, that'd be, you know, he 9-time platinum and gold, originally NWA, was Easy DJ, and also he worked with Pac and a lot of artists, and, you know, that's one of... I mean, I got tracks from I'm actually working on a record. Actually, my next record I'm supposed to release is I'm working on it with him. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on his track. You know, I'm a little bit slower since I went blind, but I still get it done. You know what I'm saying? I got my. I don't know if you heard the. You heard the commercial for the Gangsta Magnet. You know, I'm pushing and. They playing it over there on that in the Lafayette area. If you ever get to, I don't know if you listen to the radio, but it's
not often.
Yeah, I know a lot of people don't, but you still got a lot of people to do.
Yeah, you know? It is.
But we'll be looking forward to you and everything you're doing. Like I said, I'll be watching on Facebook. And I know you've been staying busy. And I'd like to congratulate you on all your success and everything you've been doing. And I'm pretty sure,
most definitely.
Are you saying Northern Louisiana, truly Monroe, maybe somewhere in the future y'all can look to work together. And I think she's a great artist. I think she got a lot of future. She's a younger artist, though. I mean, young as far as being an artist. But she's gaining speed fast, learning. She's dedicated. She's hardworking. She's also a mother. And she's just doing a lot. And I think she's heating up quick. You know what I'm saying? She's not a... And she's a singer also with a... as being a artist. She got some Southern Soul style music, but I don't know how much she's put it out. But I mean, it's coming soon, you know.
Right.
But now
okay.
She's pushing it. I shouldn't have to, you know. She's on here and she can pretty much tell some of the stuff she's doing.
Right. Now I know you're talking about me, so yeah, I got a couple of Southern Soul tracks I had in. Got a couple of Southern Soul tracks I hadn't put out yet. So it's gonna be right.
Bangers.
I know that's right.
But
I'm pushing this rap track I got right now. Watch Me Work. I'm not sure if he has played it or not. I don't think.
Nah,
so.
That was the commercial. That was
played
the part of the commercial that was on it. But she's gaining speed, you know, and. Like, you know, the same way she watching Ice Dog, you just keep your ears open for Trula Monroe. She got it back.
Yeah, that song is actually playing in 5 states. This week it's going to be playing in Louisiana, this state, so that's around
okay.
the area. So it's doing pretty good. It's going to be in the movie, actually, coming out called Pimpin' Ain't Dead.
Oh yeah,
Netflix,
I'm in the movie.
Actually, you in that
movie? I'm about to record some stuff in
Ooh.
April with him.
My soundtrack
yep.
is gonna be on that movie.
Okay,
my
well,
movie.
Okay, come
that's
on.
What's up.
Yep,
what's up?
Yeah,
small world.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, maybe they let me play a pimp off in there.
I know, right?
We working together already and don't even know.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. Yeah.
I-10 to I-20. Bouncing.
Right, right.
Bouncing I-10 and I-20.
I got the page now, so I'll be able to, you know, check you out.
Yeah, just pull up. You can look on my website, too. I got more music on there, truliamonroe.com. I haven't shared
okay.
it yet, but I do have a website with Mr. Everwell. Help me with it.
What you waiting on to share?
My website, I'm waiting on getting my merch on there. Get my logo
okay.
and stuff. Then I'm going to share it.
Okay.
I got like five different logos that I've condensed it down to 2.
Okay.
So.
Right. All right. Well, I'll definitely be looking out for you.
So I got another thing. How them young models doing? You know, stay in the game, modeling, or what's the future with them?
With whom?
The young models. Yeah, I know you saying you know your youngsters. They was in the modeling, right?
I got one of them. She's still doing all the different little stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you know one thing about it, I'm still interested in you know Gold Mining Records. We still. Even though Carl is the president, my big bro, we're going to be looking for young artists soon. And, you know, we still going to be looking. We're going to be looking out. So I'm probably going to be hitting you up or have him reach out. You know what I'm saying? We need models or anything, in, you know, from that area that's close to the maybe we can use if she's available because I know how they get when everybody's getting busy. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. We got about 2 seconds left on the show. I want to thank y'all for being a part of the show tonight. Thank my co-host, Ms. Trulia Monroe, Consider the Little Soldier, Buddha Ali, Mr. Everywhere. I also want to thank Ms. Ice Dog for being live. Say we'll be here tomorrow night, man. Peace.